Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is an absolute pleasure to chat with local author and Stratford native Matt Crummer. He joins us in studio with a very special get-together happening Saturday in Stratford. And Matt, it's good to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
It's great to be here.
All right, you have got a new book and you've got a get-together happening on Saturday. First off, let's talk about your book, A Gardener's Pilgrimage. What's the book all about?
Yeah, well, it's been quite the journey. Started about 3 years ago. My friend from who lives out in Alberta, who is also an author, he said, Mac, you're a pretty good communicator. You should write a book. And I looked at him and I said, and you would be a crazy man. So I never thought too much of it for about 3 months. And then one morning I woke up and I thought, you know, let's just see if there's something in my brain here. So I'll do some journaling. And Jamie, it was like turning the tap on for almost three years. Just every morning I would get up. I didn't need an alarm clock. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I would sit by the fireplace and I would just start journaling. And it was amazing. All these memories that you think, you know, where did they come from? They're hiding in your brain, right? And they all start coming to the surface. And that tap just kept pouring out that water for 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
And then one morning it was just like the tap turned off and it's like the book, the manuscript is done.
Okay.
And then you go through the whole process of back and forth and the editing and all that good stuff. And your publisher, you know, tells you to get rid of some of that fluff. And it's like, those are my kids. I can't get rid of that. And it was like about 20 pages I had to get rid of. But, you know, it just sharpens the book and brings it up to a whole different level. So that was almost 3 years ago. And here we are. We got a book.
And I'm so glad your friend suggested you put this together. That's wonderful. So it's a gardener's pilgrimage. So the focus is on gardening. Is that
fair?
Yeah,
it is my memoir, but it's my life stories through the eyes of a gardener. And funny enough, it started out, I was just thinking, well, it's just going to be a memoir. And then I started getting inspiration points, reflection points, and encouragement, you know. And I thought, you know, we all have these seeds placed within us, and they're laying dormant, and they just need to be activated. They need to be watered. And we all have a story. We all have a destiny that needs to be fulfilled. And that's kind of how I told the story through the eyes of a gardener, based around this word called seeds that every one of us have.
So. Yeah, exactly. Now, for you writing this, was it, you know, as you talk about it being a journey or sort of turning on the tap, was it a challenging process, or what was it like for you putting this together?
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that the journaling just seemed to flow. It felt very therapeutic. It felt just like I was empowered. I felt compelled to write my life story, just to leave a legacy for others to realize that, you know, we all have our life stories that are important, and people, it's good for people to hear those life stories. So it just started flowing in that sense. But then there were mornings where you think, what am I doing? Like, who am I? What? Why am I writing a book? And so I would put the manuscript on the shelf for a bit, and then it would keep niggling at me, and then I'd bring it down. And I was wise enough or naive enough to get feedback from others, and I was told, don't just give your manuscript to your family, because your family love you and they're going to lie. And they're going to tell you it's great when you and they know it's not great. So I was wise enough out of these people that I give it to. Three were teachers, and one being my wife. She's taught for, gosh, she's retired now, but she taught many years. And then I gave the manuscript to my college professor that I went to college over in England, and we got reconnected after all these years. He's in his mid-80s, and actually he was part of our wedding back 40-plus years ago, Jamie.
Gosh,
can't believe that. And I gave he offered to look at it. And with fear and trembling, I'm thinking, yes, okay, maybe not. And he was the most brutal out of all the people that were looking at my manuscript.
Tough editor.
But you know what? He brought it up to a whole new level.
Yeah.
He says, do you still feel that I love you? And I said, yeah, David, but you're pretty hard on my manuscript. But you know, Jamie, it just brought it up to a whole new level, and we need those kinds of people.
Right? In our lives, absolutely. Yep. So it's a gardener's pilgrimage, the legacy of sowing seeds. So obviously gardeners will enjoy this and relate to it, but I'm sensing it's not just for gardeners.
No, gardeners are drawn to it, mm-hmm. But many people in different areas of their life will see that they can relate to a lot of the reflection points and realize that, you know, we're walking this journey here on the earth, and we have these seeds. I call them seeds of destiny, and they need to be activated. And just everyone has this self-worth of these seeds, and they need to be planted and watered and activated.
Okay, well, thank you. So, and congratulations on this book. So the book is now available, and we have a get-together happening tomorrow, Saturday, if you will.
Yes, it's this Saturday. And funnily enough, the book is dedicated to my mother. And when I picked this Saturday, I thought, what is on this date? And I thought, there's something special about this day, April the 5th. So I reached out to my sister and I said, when was Mom's birthday? And she looked at me and said, you should know that. It's April the 5th. And I thought, wow, great confirmation. And this Saturday is April the 5th. So it's this Saturday at Blow's Cards and Gifts at 34 Wellington, downtown Stratford, just across from City Hall, and it will be from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m., so everyone perfect. Come on out.
Yeah, so that's the book signing party, so you're more than invited to come out. You don't have to pre-register, just show up and
just show up.
We'll see you there. So that's Blow's Cards and Gifts, again, 34 Wellington Street, across from City Hall. That is Saturday, 1 p.m. through till 3 p.m., chance to chat with Matt Crummer and pick up a copy of the book. Now, for whatever reason, if they can't pick up a copy, and you'll be signing them, of course,
yes.
on Saturday,
yes.
But for whatever reason, if they can't be there Saturday, will it be? How can people pick up this book?
Well, it's available, actually, on Amazon now, and it's kind of cute watching that. It's just like music charts, you know, your book charts on and it entered the book charts on Amazon at number 6, and that was really exciting.
Well, congratulations.
And, yeah, under Family Memoir. So it is available on Amazon, and Blows will be stocking it in the near future.
Oh, very good. At Blows Cards and Gifts.
Yes.
There you go. It's a gardener's pilgrimage. Mac Crummer, the author. Mac, congratulations on this. We wish you, of course, a great success and have a wonderful book signing party on Saturday. And thanks for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much, Jamie.